Hey, my friends, Carrie Fox here. We are officially just a few days away from the release of my new book, More Than Words, Communications Practices of Courageous Leaders. This is a book designed to help you realize your power as a communicator through an approach that is grounded in courage, care, and clarity. I'll tell you, it's the book I needed earlier in my career, and I hope you'll find it's the book you need right now. Through stories, insights, and practical exercises, More Than Words provides a deep dive into four key practices that I have seen the most courageous leaders employ. And it provides tools for you to hone those same skills to become a more effective, inspired, and courageous communicator too. Now, the audiobook is planned, my podcast listening friends, but that won't be released until the fall. So today, I bring you an excerpt from the first chapter. And I hope after listening that you will head over to missionforward.us/morethanwords to learn more and grab your copy of the book. The year was 2010. The United States was coming off what had been coined the Great Recession as President Barack Obama was entering his second year in office. The U.S. economy struggled to return to early 2000s economic numbers as homelessness remained an ongoing concern in major cities. Healthcare costs were rising, and food insecurity rates remained the highest on record. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., hundreds of volunteers gathered for a national service event. Their mission was to fill thousands of care kits for people experiencing homelessness and food insecurity. Any participant scanning the crowd could see that the volunteers were engaged. News coverage was plentiful. The beneficiaries of the day's packages would soon receive a nice meal with a handwritten letter enclosed. By all accounts, the event was a success. When the leader of the day took the stage, he shared his gratitude for the group and his enthusiasm for the energy he felt in the crowd. He celebrated the participants for hitting the day's goal. Then, he invited everyone to return in a year's time to double the number of care kits they'd just filled. Soon enough, the production lines would begin again. The crowd cheered, and that is where this story begins. For so long, organizations have unwittingly connected their purpose to production. A lofty, ambitious goal is set, and everyone involved begins their work toward that goal, often without acknowledging what is happening on the broader stage of society. Words set the tone, and actions follow. In this common scenario, it becomes unclear if an organization is working to alleviate social issues or perpetuate them. Is our aim to increase the care kits or reduce food insecurity? Do we want to challenge and disrupt inequities or coexist with them? It comes down to how we communicate. Whether you're trying to drive an organization to more equitable outcomes, or you're thinking about the role you individually play on a team, your good thoughts and well-intended actions may lead to unintended consequences. This book will help you realize your power as a communicator and show you directly how you can impact an outcome. How do I know? Well, because I've lived this work for the past 20 years, supporting hundreds of organizations as a social impact communications consultant. In 2004, I launched a communications firm called C. Fox Communications. Our goal was to work with organizations desiring to tell important stories, but with limited resources to tell them. We brought our best-in-class PR, marketing, and messaging skills honed from years of working in public affairs, on Capitol Hill, and on national and global purpose-driven brands, to support hundreds of organizations advancing their missions effectively. Often, our work intersected directly with an organization's fundraising and development function, and the words we would craft would turn into an organization's annual appeals and calls for donations. We did this work well, and we did it for many years, until I couldn't do it anymore. One day in 2016, at the height of presidential debates between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it became too clear that the stories American society had been telling for decades, stories and narratives reinforced by those in the greatest positions of power, were also reinforcing and perpetuating harmful narratives about race and class. Portrayals about the systems and norms that I had taken for granted were further driving divides between how we understand and connect with one another. It was then that I started to connect the dots back to my own work, the words I had used to support nonprofits in their mission-moving efforts, and the organizational decisions that those words had influenced. I had seen the unintended impact of my work, and there would be no unseeing it. So I decided to make a change, and a significant one at that. Shortly after watching those U.S. presidential debates, I felt a calling to close my company. I had lost my inspiration and found myself on autopilot. I realized I had become part of the problem. So I dared to ask, what if I started all over again from a place of truth? What if I leaned on the hard skills of communications to shift harmful narratives? What if we could meaningfully disrupt inequities in organizations, including in our own, rather than continue to coexist with those inequities? What if we could improve broken or failing systems by tapping into courageous communication as a change management tool? The call was strong and the timing was right. I had been watching organizations struggle with how to communicate and follow through on their commitments towards social justice. You know, the problem I found was not the lack of communications resources. Rather, it was uncertainty about how to communicate with care, courage, and clarity during challenging times. A willing partner in the journey, one able to speak truth to power with love, might just help. In January 2017, I opened the doors to Mission Partners with a clear commitment to use communication as a powerful force for good. Just 1 year later, we became a certified B Corporation. With eyes wide open, hearts on our sleeves, and minds at the ready, we grounded ourselves as true mission partners, guiding organizations and their leaders while helping them to fill knowledge gaps and community divides. You know, each day, we think carefully and intentionally about the guidance we deliver to our clients and the power of our words in informing actions, beliefs, and understanding of issues. From the role of vaccines on public health to the role of technology and social media platforms on democracy. We help organizations understand and articulate their commitments as a way to drive real and positive impact in their respective communities. And we apply that same rigor to our own organization. As my friend and colleague Natalie Burke says, power is the ability to define reality for yourself and others. Natalie is a longtime mentor of mine, president and CEO of Common Health Action, and co-director of the Culture of Health Leaders program. She is a nationally recognized expert in health equity who has deeply informed my work as a communications practitioner. Her words stay with me in the very best way, because she says what so many of us are unwilling to accept. Tremendous power exists in how we communicate our intentions and actions. Choosing your words is an important first step. But as we know, accomplishing long-term positive change requires more than words. Communicating for change requires a commitment and a willingness to explore in depth what you stand for, how you show up, and how deep you're willing to dig in. In the years since starting Mission Partners, we have worked with hundreds of organizations that are reckoning with the roles they've played, indirectly or directly, in contributing to harmful narratives or in the distance that exists between their board and the community's residents. We work with leaders who have lost the trust of their employees, and we support faith communities that want to do good without doing more harm. This does not mean we have it all figured out. I fail in this work too, but I take my actions to heart and I learn from those failures. Communicating for change requires more than words. And although the journey can be challenging, it can also be joyful. The practice, as I've learned, is what matters. In this book, I will highlight the practice we have built at Mission Partners, inspired by the four key communications practices of courageous leaders that I have learned along my journey. With stories from the field and guided prompts to help you explore how you show up in your work, This book will help you consider your own role in mission-moving work and the opportunity to deepen your impact. And that brings us to the end of this excerpt of More Than Words, Communications Practices for Courageous Leaders. If you liked what you heard, or if I sparked something inside of you, then head over to missionforward.us to learn more, get your copy of the book, and join us in this journey. Until next time.